Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Hello and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here together working hard to improve our financial IQ, our financial literacy. And it's based off the principle that we are responsible for our own financial education. High school and college does little, if anything, to teach you the rules of wealth, how to build a second stream of income, how to invest in income-producing assets, the things that the rich are teaching their kids that the poor and middle class cannot. And I want to be very careful when I say that, because it's not that the poor and the middle class don't love their kids and want to teach it to them. It's that they can't, because they've never done it. So I've been getting a lot of questions about raising your kids to be financially literate, and the answer is kind of tough to take, because it's all you. If you want to raise your kids to be financially literate, you have to be financially literate. You cannot teach your children something you have not done yourself. It is our duty as parents to be financially successful and lead by example. One of the phrases that I hear over and over again is, I want my kids to do better than me. Well, think about this question. If you want your kids to do better than you, why are you teaching them to do the same thing you did that doesn't work? Example, you're 40 plus. You've had 20 years, some of you more than that, to work your plan. And you're still not in the financial position you want to be in. Why would you tell your kids to do the same thing? It doesn't make sense. You're damning your kids to the same results that you got. See, the rich are teaching their kids about income-producing assets, like businesses and real estate. Warren Buffett made the point, and I bring it up on every show, that you should never rely on a sole source of income, a job. You should always invest to create a second source of income. So he's not talking about stocks, mutual funds, gold, silver, crypto, because they don't produce cash flow. He's talking about income-producing assets like businesses and real estate. Why did we choose real estate? Because 9 out of 10 millionaires in the United States used real estate to become so. So that proves that it's the easiest, safest, and most effective method. But there's nothing wrong with having a business that is your passion. So I'm not going to get on this show and bash owning a restaurant, owning a roofing business, owning whatever, if it's your passion and it's something you love to do. But Warren Buffett makes a point. People are always asking him about buying stocks. And he made the point, I have never, ever bought a stock. I buy companies. He's not a stock investor. He buys the entire company, controlling interest of companies. That's how he became one of the richest people in the world. And you've got to do the same. One of the secrets of life comes from Andrew Carnegie, who said, stop trying to reinvent the wheel. Simply go out and find someone who's gotten the results from their life that you want and imitate them. Imitate them. There is no reason for you to go out there and try to do this on your own. There's no reason for you to go out there and trial and error. But you have a responsibility to your children to become financially successful, and that's going to take some education. Many of you know this, But the reason I quit college is because I went to my counselor and I said, where are the classes on getting rich? I'm so bored with all these classes I'm having to take and these forced classes, Chem 101, English, all this stuff. Where are the classes on getting rich? And he looked at me and he said, there are no classes on getting rich. I quit that day. That was it. And I started studying on my own to figure this out. Now, I'm not telling you to quit college or you to quit your job, but you must understand that it is your responsibility to educate yourself on the rules of money. You want to find out what the rich are teaching their kids that makes them rich, and it is different from what the poor and middle class do. A simple example, and forgive me if this comes across as bragging, it's just that when my son was 8, I handed him a copy of The Richest Man in Babylon by George Klassen and a Lego. I think it was an X-Wing, Star Wars X-Wing fighter. And I said, son, please read this book. Remember, you need a second stream of income. Now go play with your Lego and have fun. On his 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th birthday, I reminded him, got to have a second stream of income, son. 15, 16, 17, 18, son, you're headed off to college. Don't forget about that second stream of income. By the time he graduated college, he had 11 rent houses and $4,000 a month in second stream of income. Now, some of you are going to say, oh, he must be special. He must be brilliant. He must be hardworking. He is. So are you. So are you. The difference is not the brilliance. It's not the hard work. It's that he had a different map. How many of you from age 8 were told to build a second stream of income? None of you. But I guarantee you this, if you had been told from age 8 to have a second stream of income, you know what you would all have right now? A second stream of income. Again, you were just never told. You did what you were told. See if this map doesn't sound familiar. Work real hard in high school. Try to get into college. Get a degree. Get out and get a job with a major corporation with high pay and good benefits. Scrimp, save, put your money in an IRA and 401k. Work for 45 years, retire, and live off your savings. Does that sound familiar? It's exactly what your parents told you, your high school teachers told you, and your college professors told you, isn't it? It's the map. That's the map everybody has. The problem is 95% of Americans fail to retire successfully by age 65 after working 45 years, 95%. But there's good news. We know what the 5% are doing. The 5% that retire well before 65 or at 65, they've all got second streams of income. And 90% of them used real estate to build that second stream of income. So we're going to go to break. When we come back from the break, I want you to point your web browser at jetlending.com. Jetlending.com. They just won the best hard money lender in customer service across the United States. And another award we'll discuss in a moment. This is the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Thanks for listening.
If you have money in an IRA, 401k, or other retirement account, you can use it to invest passively in real estate without tax or penalty. Our average rate of return is 3 times that of the stock market and mutual funds, with much less volatility. If you have over $70,000, you can start passive investing today. Please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com for reservations. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Before I bring my guest on, I want to remind you that life, and especially business, it's a team sport. Please be cautious of this fear, and that's what it is. It's a fear. When people say, oh, I'm out here, who's on your team? Me, myself, and I. That's because you're thinking that no one else wants to help you. No one wants to see you reach your goals. And that is not true. I'm telling you, I am not a self-made millionaire. Not even close. By the time I reached millionaire status, I had probably 100 people on my team, including these people who came on my team in a very short period. It is a team sport. So I directed you to please, if you're in a safe place, pull up your browser and go to jetlending.com. They just won an award with, you know, now be careful. They paid nothing for this award. Did you know they didn't even know they had won it for like 3 or 4 days? People started texting them, friends, clients, going, hey, congratulations on your award. They didn't even know they had won it. That's how special this award is, that it wasn't something they prepped for. It wasn't something they paid a fee for. This is out of the blue. And you're talking number one in the nation. Now, also be aware, they are a regional lender, primarily Texas. The rest of the winners are all national, huge companies. But they gave the award to them and put them number five in the nation overall as hard money lenders. You'll know, please, for those of you listening that are going, what's hard money? I often call it a bridge loan. Bridge loan. It's money you use to purchase and rehab a property short term and then refinance it into a permanent loan. So I want to welcome Rob Trigg and Eddie Speed. Guys, welcome.
Hey, thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We've been supportive of your organization for a long time, and yeah. Thank you very much for having us in studio here today. Appreciate it.
Oh, I'm glad to have you. I think it's been 20 years, and you are a 20-year-old company. You have been working with my students at one company or another mm-hmm. for 20 years. And to win an award like this is just, it's just incredible. The people listening, a lot of them are saying, I would love to go out, start buying a single-family portfolio, or maybe I'd love to go flip a house. Your mortgages help them do that. So if you would, before I'm going to come back to the award, but I want them to know exactly what a hard money loan is and how it's used. Would one of you explain that, please?
You want me to go, Rob?
Sure.
All right. Well, you know, first of all, over the years, our repeat business is 40 to 60% of our overall loan portfolio.
Wow.
So you've got to have repeat business in this industry, or you're not going to last long. So we really, really, really strive to help our clients have a successful real estate project. But basically, what happens is a real estate investor finds a deal. And I'm going to say they find a deal because they're buying it below what we call after repaired value. They're getting some type of discount when they buy this property. Most of our clients are able to go to banks and get financing, but the banks won't normally perform in the timeline, the speed, if you will, to get the deal done. So if you're buying a property at, I'm going to give a big range, 40 to 80 cents on the dollar, 40 to 80% of value, most likely, not always, but most likely you probably had to promise that seller something, and that something is normally a fast close. It could be a week, it could be 2 weeks, it could be 3 weeks, it could be 30 days. Doesn't matter, a week to 30 days. But if you go down to your conventional lender, or you go to a Texas regional bank, which we all use, they're going to look at you kind of crazy. You say, I got to close this in 10 days. So we don't underwrite on credit as our main criteria, but we do look at it. But the reason people come to hard money lenders like Jet Lending really is speed of the game, because we will loan on that property and loan on it fast and get you closed in that 5 to 15 days, which is normal. But they come to us for a reason. It's for a need. We feel that need very well and get you into that deal to where you can start that process of normally a rehab all the way through to hopefully a successful finish of selling that property or holding it long-term and renting that property.
Yeah, one of the things you brought up, you don't go to Wells Fargo, you don't go to Chase, because they're using conventional loans. And I would say, you can correct me, wouldn't you say about 90% of the deals have deferred maintenance?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So the doggone commercial loans won't even loan on them to begin with. But my listeners are getting negged out because they listen to me, then they go to Wells Fargo and say, give me a loan. They go, sure, 20% down, and you have to pay all repairs up front. So the down payment, one of the deals, and I'll let you go, start talking, it was you got them in for 20 grand. It was $67,000 down if they had used Wells Fargo or Chase or whatever. What were you about to say, bro?
Well, I mean, typically when Wells Fargo looks at these deals, they're not looking at the potential after repair value.
That's right.
They're looking at what it sits at right now, and that's as is value. We're always looking at the future of the project. What is it going to sell for once rehab is completed? And, you know, your Wells Fargo and Banks guys, typically they're not looking at that. So.
And they don't, they're not supportive because they want to deal with the dumb owner occupant.
Yes.
That's going to pay, overpay, just wants to get in the house because they're emotionally involved. We're not emotionally involved. We're financially involved. So it's totally different. So some of you will say, some of the listeners, they literally will say, I won't pay 12% interest. I won't pay 10%. I won't pay 14% interest. It's just not me. That's right. I use a hard money loan every single time I buy a single family home. Mm-hmm. I don't care whether it's for rental or for flip. I'll figure out some repairs so that I can use a hard money loan because it keeps my down payment. I can buy three houses with the same down payment it would have cost me to buy one. What were you about to say, Eddie?
Well, you know, it's let's say I'm doing a loan today and I quote the client 12% rate. Well, you can't look at it as 12%. It's really a delta of 3-4%, because you go down to Wells today, if you get that loan on that fixer upper, and which you may not, if you do get it, it's 30-60 days down the road, you're not paying zero for that money. You're going to be paying 8-9% for
that
money. So the delta is 3-4%. You're probably only going to be in our loan for 4-8 months, generally, 4-10, and you start calculating up that delta of the increase. It's not that much. It's really not.
Yeah.
Not as compared to the profit you would lose if you walked by the deal because you couldn't get your financing in place for that roughly 10 to 15 days that you got to close in because you're dealing with a discounted property and you had to promise a fast closing.
Not only that, the conventional loan, the 203K that does allow you to have repairs in it, I'm sure you guys have seen the paperwork on that.
Right.
They want to know the make and model of every faucet, the make and model of every light fixture, the make and model of every ceiling fan. I'm not doing a 203K loan.
That's right. Yeah. It's owner-occupied loan, too.
Is it only for owner-occupied?
That's owner-occupied.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody, if you've got a question for myself, Eddie, or Rob, please pick up the phone, call 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Because my sales pitch to the listener is this. If you're sitting there going, I'd love to build a single family portfolio, I'd love to flip a house, but it was so hard for me to qualify for my personal residence, I don't think I can do it, I'm telling you, call Jet Lending.
Yeah.
They will pre-qualify you. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah. So we're asset-based, and most people that are going for your, you know, residential single family home that they're going to live in, It's a very complicated process. It can even be a scary process, you know, buying your first home.
It is.
The mortgage paperwork, you know. It's funny, I'll mention TikTok. There's these lenders on there that sit there and dispel all these rumors. Like they're going to go through your bank statements and see that you're spending money, excessive money on Taco Bell and stuff like that. But that's not what a mortgage lender does. They're looking for high-end deposits, stuff like that, stuff that they can source. But it can be scary. And you know, for most buyers, they're like, oh, that's just too complicated. I don't want to go through that process. With us, it's a single application. We get it in. We'll evaluate the property. Eddie and I will give our thoughts on what we see that in that area of what things are selling for. And, you know, within 24 hours, you've got a loan estimate that you can take to the bank and say, hey, this is what Jet Lending's willing to loan. If it fits your criteria, we go ahead, we move forward, get an appraisal order, and we close it quick. I mean, you cannot beat the customer service. That's one of the things that we've kind of cut our teeth with over the last 20 and last seven that I've been there, is making sure that the client knows that they can reach out to us at any time and ask any questions. And we're more about educating the client on a good deal versus a bad deal, instead of just putting numbers on a paper and saying, hey, you know, maybe it'll pan out this way. You've got 20 years of experience of house flipping. He looks at every single deal, Eddie does. So, I mean,
that's a third set of eyes. You know, you've got your realtor. If you have a good realtor that you can trust, they're going to run the comps for you and tell you the true comps. Then you run your own comps online. And then you have Jet Lending, who's going to do a desktop appraisal of sorts. And when you got three people saying, yeah, that thing's worth $350, it gives you more confidence to move forward and get the deal done. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Remember to point your browser at jetlending.com, jetlending.com. Thanks.
The stock market was never designed to build wealth. It was designed to keep up with inflation. The average rate of return over the last 75 years is about 7%. You'll get that even with the ups and downs. If you want a higher rate of return and less volatility, consider real estate. We make about 3 times as much as the stock market. Please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. That is TotalWealthAcademy.com for reservations. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I want to make a correction. It's Eddie Gant. I was thinking of a friend of mine, Eddie Speed, up in Dallas, and I said Eddie Speed. I apologize. It's Rob Trigg and Eddie Gant of JetLending.com. If you're in a safe place, point your phone, point your computer at JetLending.com and get pre-approved with them. Don't be afraid. All they can say is no. But if you've been putting off buying investment real estate because you thought you couldn't qualify, they can tell you. And the majority of you are going to be pleasantly surprised when they tell you that you can. Let's put it this way. I can't remember a member that you turned down. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've got one member that called me and said they turned me down. I can't.
Yeah, it was a guy been in the business for 15 years. It was, you know, just somebody was at the event. He came up to me. What happened? The other night I was at an event. It was here at Total Wealth Academy, and just talking to every investor in the room. And the guy come up to me and goes, "Hey, I want to tell you something. The best deal you ever did for me is the deal you wouldn't do." I later found out that was not a deal that I needed it to be in. And he told me that. And he said, "Thank you for not doing that loan." But I've said it this way from the stage many times, Steve. I said, if you're a new investor and you're just really, really nervous about the deal, you're nervous. You don't know if it's a deal or not. You think it is, but you're not sure. Just take that deal to a hard money lender, and you're going to find out real quick if it's a deal or not. Because if a hard money lender does not make any money until you close a deal. Mm. So we're not in the business of closing deals, but the last thing we want to do is put our client in a bad deal, because it could end up being our bad deal down the road. So if a hard money lender says, yeah, I'll do that loan, that's probably a good indicator. If he says, you probably don't want to do that deal, that's another great indicator. So it's a safety net. It's a second or third set of eyes for you. And for a procrastinating, new rookie, nervous investor, what better way to find out if your deal's real or not?
Yeah, it's powerful. People, when I was 27, 28, and I was reading all these books on how to become a real estate investor, almost every one of them made the mortgage company look like the bad guy. They were your enemy. This is how you trick them into doing this. This is how you get a zero down deal and all this stuff. That's not what it is. Your mortgage company is your partner. They're paying cash for the deal. And not many people put two and two together and figure that out. If I buy a $300,000 house for $250,000 and you give me the whole $250,000, and it's zero down for me. It's $250,000 down for you.
That's right.
You're the big partner in that deal. They want you to succeed. So when you bring them a deal, if they turn it down, yeah, it hurts. Yeah, it's disappointing. But you probably should be grateful that they did. I told this story Friday, and I told you at the break, I had that happen to me on an apartment. I was furious. I had my feelings hurt. I'm like, oh, they wouldn't do the deal. I'm not going to get this deal, blah, blah, blah. But 3 or 4 months later, I realized, hey, that wasn't a good deal. I'm glad they turned me down, and I found something more effective. All right, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. If you've got any questions whatsoever about building wealth for yourself and your family with single-family real estate, give us a call, 281-558-KSEV. By the way, do you do commercial lending as well?
We do. We cut our teeth. We built a company on residential.
Sure.
But I don't know, Steve, 5, 6, 7 years ago, we started to slowly move into some commercial. Residential is still our core business. It's probably 70% of our portfolio, but we do loan on commercial. Yes, sir.
And would this be, say, a 20, 30, 40-unit apartment or a strip shopping center? What's your...
You know, we do a lot of small apartments. We do a lot of, believe it or not, land, raw land.
Interesting.
We have some small development loans, not a lot, but a few. But we do a lot of, think about Houston's industrial town. We do a lot of standalone old tilt panel construction warehouses that have a business in it that's being leased out. And that stuff on the ship channel's pretty golden over there.
I bet. And I'm sorry, just to get off the subject just a second. As a Lego guy, I love those tilt-up buildings. That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's like these parking garages. When you see them put them together, it's just like a Lego set,
yeah, that's
and they build these parking garages.
Well, you see something you don't know about me, my industry before this was ship channel and power plant construction. So I spent 17 years in that industry.
Interesting. Well, what motivated you to go entrepreneurial?
Well, I had that entrepreneurial bug. But I did not want to do it in my industry. I wanted to do it in real estate.
Okay.
And I essentially walked into my office in June of 99, Steve, and I quit. And the next day, we were in the flipping houses business. And that was about 1,850 houses ago. So we jumped in it, and then we spent 5 years flipping houses only. And then I recruited an old friend, Johnny Hayes. A lot of people in the industry know him. And Johnny and I and Debbie started Jet Lending January 1 of 04 on my kitchen table.
That's incredible. I love. It's just so funny how it. Any entrepreneur I talk to, there's that watershed moment where they have an epiphany, they suddenly believe in themselves, and they just quit their job. Mm-hmm. And that's why I talk about risk so much, because everything is risky.
Mm-hmm.
If you want anything good out of life, you're going to have to take risk. And taking a risk like that, look at your life. What would your life be like if you hadn't taken that risk?
Well, let me tell you what we did. I'm going to do kind of a trailer to that fits right into what you're asking. We looked at our worst case scenario. Our worst case scenario was in a year we were going to have 2 new corporate jobs and just a little bit less money in the bank. And when we looked at it like that, that risk wasn't that overwhelming.
Gotcha.
Because I knew I could go back into my industry,
sure,
you know, and do, you know, concrete and steel work and have a job in a year. But, you know, that fortunately did not happen. We made it.
That's just a great story. And how about, I know sometimes it's hard to do this. What was the personal reason? Was it more time with your wife, more time with the kids? Why did you want to get out of that corporate job?
Yeah, that's an easy question because I've answered it a million times.
Okay.
When people ask you that question, they want you to say, well, I make a lot of money. They want you to say to be wealthy. That's not it. It's the freedom of the lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's not to have a boss. That's the freedom of your life is the reason that you go entrepreneurial. That was reason for me to go entrepreneurial.
Yeah, time has always been my big motivator.
Yeah.
I've never said I want X amount of dollars in the bank. I've always said I want time.
That's right.
To do what I want, with whom I want, when I want, where I want. That was always my motive. It sounds like similar to
freedom,
yours.
Freedom. If I want to go sit in a tree and watch wildlife,
yeah,
I can go sit in a tree and watch wildlife, and I don't have to ask anybody for permission to do that.
Yeah.
So that the freedom is why for me.
I totally agree with you. All right, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. And I urge every one of you, if you're thinking about building some wealth for yourself and your family with real estate, and you haven't yet taken the free sample class at Total Wealth Academy because you feel like you can't qualify, please go to jetlending.com, get pre-qualified, get pre-approved, and once you know you can do it, then come see me, and I'll teach you how to do it so you do it right the first time. Rob, you tell me a little bit about your real estate investing experience personally.
Well, Eddie's kind of guided me through this through the last, 2 years? 2 years, I went to him and said, hey, I want to start buying some real estate. And I bought my first Airbnb down in Crystal Beach.
Awesome.
Last summer. First getting it on the market through the Airbnb platform. We did okay last summer, but we're starting to – I mean, the new season's starting to hit. I mean, we got it booked all the way out through the summer. It's going to be very, very successful. I mean, it's
– That is awesome.
It's making some killer money right now.
Tell me about your goal. You want to have 20 of them? You want to have 40 of them? What are you thinking?
Well, you know, I got started kind of late. I was in the military for 21 years, but okay. The last 7 years with Jet Lending, I've learned a lot from the guy sitting to my left here, and Johnny and Debbie and Alex. I've learned a lot, you know, through that time period on what I need to accomplish. I would like to start buying a property every year until I get at least 5. Hopefully we'll get that done.
You know. I'm going to tell you something, Rob. It always goes faster. And Eddie can probably back this up. When you start, you think you're going to do one a year, and then all of a sudden you get lucky and one falls in your lap on the second year. So you do 2 the second year. Then your mind goes, well, I'll just do 2 a year then. And then one falls in your lap, you do 3 the third year, then 4 the thing. And you end up with a lot more. You've had that experience, I bet.
Yeah, and actually, this is the way I say it. I said, let me tell you things you never hear out there. You never, ever hear a real estate investor say, you know, I wish I would have started later.
Yeah.
You know, I wish I would have bought fewer houses. You know, I wish I would have kept fewer rentals. You never hear that.
Never
do you go to an event, and you and I go to a lot of big events locally and nationally, and you never hear anybody say that. So that tells you, that answers it right there.
Yeah. And the other thing is, Rob, with your skill sets as a communicator and a salesperson, because that's all real estate is. You got to sell the bank to give you the loan. You got to sell the seller to give you a deal. You got to sell the contractor to do his job on time. It's all sales. Then you're selling the tenants to move in or lease temporary. It's all sales. And you got those skills. You're going to be deadly at it.
Yeah.
All right. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. We'll be back after the break with more of the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Thanks for listening.
An old joke. When is the best time to buy real estate? 20 years ago. When is the second best time? Today. And this is truer than ever with the impending recession and the correction that's going on right now. Real estate investors are going to make millions of dollars in the next few years because of the recession. You should take advantage of it as well. To find out how, please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. TotalWealthAcademy.com. Just click on the free sample class button. Thank you.
Back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guests, Rob Trigg and Eddie Gant of JetLending.com. They will pre-qualify you for free. So if you've got the fear, hey, I don't even think I can qualify to build wealth for myself with real estate, go to JetLending.com, reach out to them. They'll tell you, but I'm going to assure you they have never turned down one of my students, except when they had a bad deal, which saved them. But we do have a caller. Let's go straight to the caller. Thank you so much for calling in. How are you today?
Doing great. Thank you.
What is your name, by the way? I'm sorry.
Yeah, Grant.
Grant.
Sorry, Grant.
All right. Thanks, Grant. Who did you have a question for, me or Rob or Eddie?
I kind of have a lending question, but then you can kind of chime in. So I'm considering buying a single family investment, just one house. But the reason why I'm doing it is a little weird, and I want to get y'all's opinion. So my wife and I remodeled a historic home 2 years ago, and we had, not getting too much in the story, we had a major issue come up in the last 4 months, 6 months, with some of the contractors and what they did to the house, and we had to move out.
Oh, my God, sorry to hear that.
Yeah. So we kind of gotten over it, so we're renting, but this is just, I'm in a battle with these contractors, and like I don't want to talk too much about that because it's not really the point of the story.
Sure.
But renting is just, you know, it's eating my lunch, and I'm considering buying, you know, a small single family home for my wife and my kids in the zip code where we're used to living. We had to kind of move to another part of town we don't want to be in. So my question is, if I already have, you know, a personal residence, a homestead, and you know, I qualify for that mortgage traditionally, am I going to end up in any issues trying to get a hard money deal closed, and then I would go live in it? So I wouldn't flip it. I would probably refi out of the hard money, and I just wanted to get y'all's opinion. Basically, I need to buy myself a lifeboat while I fight with these contractors for a year or two.
Yeah, that doesn't seem weird. That seems to make sense, Eddie.
Well, most of us in our business, in jet lending in particular, most of my friends that we compete with, do not lend into the space of owner-occupied, okay? Because I think you said you were going to want to buy it and remodel it and live there. Now, there are lenders that do that. And if you'd like to email me, Eddie, E-D-D-I-E, at jetlending.com, I'll direct you where to go. But jet lending, and most of us that are in this every day, we are strictly loaning to investors for business purposes. Now, so I'll flip it around for you just a little bit. If you're not going to live in that house, your plan is to rent it out, then that's what we were put on this world to do, to loan individuals like you the funds to acquire and then rehab. But as soon as you say you're going to live in it, you fall under the Consumer Acts. And that's just a different ball game for us. But we know where to send you to do that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Is that Consumer Lending Act pretty hard and fast? Like if my I have multiple businesses. So if one of my businesses bought this house and rehabbed it and rented it to me, are we getting too sticky there?
I think you're in a gray area that I wouldn't want to be in, to be honest with you, as a lender. And we get that question often. We're just wading with the sharks with that deal. So we would stay away from it.
Yeah, but he's got a referral for you that will, and just make sure you got that email.
Yeah, I got it, Eddie at Jet Lending. Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you, Grant.
Thank you. Good luck.
Bye.
Yeah, I've always loved that idea of rehabbing the house and then moving into it, because when you do that, you pick your colors, your finishes, your faucets, mm-hmm. your everything, mm-hmm. But you got to find the right lender.
Yeah, that's right. And another advantage is you can, you know, sell it for profit, and it's a homestead, and you know, up to
no
$250,000 for a single and $500,000, and you do it every 2 years. It may be three. I think it's every 2 years.
Wow. That is sweet.
Yeah, but the lenders, as soon as he says live in it, he's a different
yeah,
rules.
You got to get the right
different
lender.
Rules.
All right, phone lines are open at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Oh, by the way, are you going to be at the Spotlight Night Thursday?
This Thursday? More than likely.
Okay, let me announce that. Those of you in the greater Houston area, our Houston office is doing a spotlight night. This is where we spotlight the success of some of our members. We've got a lady who has 60-plus houses. She's going to do a case study on how she did that. Then We're going to have a lecture about 30 minutes on how apartments build wealth and passive income for our members. And this is a free event. We have cocktails, free snacks. It's a lot of fun, and you can meet some of the people from Jet Lending at that event. If you'd like to come to that, go to TotalWealthAcademy.com/spotlight. TotalWealthAcademy.com/spotlight. This is a free event for members and non-members. Anyone who's going, hey, I'm curious about this second stream of income, come see how people are doing it. TotalWealthAcademy.com/spotlight. And again, if you want to reach out to Rob or Eddie, go to jetlending.com, jetlending.com. You can get the phone number there. I'm going to give it out right now. It's 281-872-7800. 281-872-7800, jetlending.com. Now, we've only had a couple minutes left. Any closing thoughts that might encourage one of the listeners to take action? Eddie, let's start with you.
Well, you know, everybody that gets into this real estate investing is doing it for a multitude of reasons, but the main one being is wealth building and better quality of life. And you can't do it by yourself. You need Total Wealth to give you a roadmap. You need, you know, real estate agents to help you evaluate deals. You have them here. We met Alyssa earlier before the meeting. And you need a title company, but you need funds. So go to someone you can trust. Go to someone that's going to be there for you on closing day, not leave you hanging, and give you a consultant look at the property before you have to close of whether or not the deal is real, whether the deal is good or not. And you can't do it by yourself. You need a dream team around you.
Yes. Life and business, as I said before, it's a team sport. So jetlending.com, check them out, and then check out our event this Thursday. Again, this is a free event, Spotlight Night. We're going to highlight some success of some of our members. You can see the case studies, learn what the members of Total Wealth Academy are doing to build wealth and a second stream of income. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com/spotlight to reserve a seat or two. And children are welcome, 13 to 18, because there's a few PG comments, PG-13 comments generally at that event. But get your kids started at 7 or 8, I'm telling you, they're ready to learn. That book that I mentioned at the beginning of the show, The Richest Man in Babylon, I have a free copy for anybody that wants it. You do not have to register or anything. Just go to this website, TotalWealthAcademy.com/books, TotalWealthAcademy.com/books, and you can download it there and see the rest of our reading list as well. I just got the two-minute warning. I guess the last thought I'd like to bring up is that you want to be careful that you don't worry about, like we were discussing earlier, the high interest. Because I can tell you, you were very conservative in your guesstimate, 4 to 8 months. But I don't think I ever held one for more than 4 months.
Mm-hmm. It can happen.
Yeah, because my rehab was done generally less than 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then took another 30 days to do the refi into the permanent loan. So that's about 90 days, about 3 months. So it's even shorter in some cases than you think. So don't be afraid of that. Please reach out to Jet Lending, Robert, Eddie. It's 281-872-7800 and see what you're qualified for.
Well, real quick, this Friday, we've got an event over at the Texas Real Estate Investment Center. It starts at 9 a.m. So anybody listening, it's a free event. Y'all come by. Me and Eddie are going to be there, talk about real estate, talk about how to get started in this industry, and that way you'll be on your way to financial freedom.
Yeah, if you want to find out about that event, you want them to email you.
Tell them to give me a call, 903-806-4400. I'll shoot you a RSVP link, and it's very easy.
Give them that number one more time, please.
903-806-4400.
And we will be at your event Thursday night here.
Yeah. All right, I look forward to it. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.